Hallelujah. Yeah. Jesus has risen and man shall not die. We give praise to God for that. I'd like us to open our Bibles to Proverbs chapter 8. Bring greetings to each one in the name of the Lord Jesus. It's been a blessing to be here already. I believe we could go home and say we've been fed. If we went home right now, I believe we could go home and say that we have plenty to meditate upon if we went home right now. Reading in Proverbs chapter 8, verse 5 through 11, I'd like to speak on this subject this morning, Logos or Rhema. You may not know what those words mean, but I trust before we're done you'll know what they mean. That's the title of the message, Logos or Rhema. Reading from Proverbs chapter 8, verse 5. O ye simple, understand wisdom, and ye fools, be of an understanding heart. Hear, for I will speak of excellent things, and the opening of my lips shall be right things, for my mouth shall speak truth, and wickedness is an abomination to my lips. All the words of my mouth are in righteousness. There is nothing forward or perverse in them. They are all plain to him that understandeth, and right to them that findeth knowledge. Receive my instruction and not silver, and knowledge rather than choice gold. For wisdom is better than rubies, and all the things that may be desired are not to be compared to it. For wisdom is better than rubies, and all the things that you might desire, and all the value that you can wrap up in the things that you might desire cannot be compared to it. That's what the verse is saying. I'd like to begin with a few questions. Questions that maybe you've asked yourself. Maybe questions that you've pondered about someone else. Questions like this. Why is it that I read my Bible every day, but I don't seem to grow? Why is it that I have been a Christian for years, but still I'm immature? Why is it that some people know their Bibles very well, but don't seem to live the Bible they know? How can it be that some theologians memorize the whole New Testament, but somehow in all their memorizing of the whole New Testament, they find not the expression of the New Testament in their lives, nor the ability to bring it to pass in the lives of those who sit at their feet? Why is that? Maybe you've asked yourself those questions before. Now, there may be several answers to it, and I know there are. It could be that you've never been born again. And when you read the Bible, the natural man receiveth not the things of the Spirit of God. They are foolishness unto him, and you don't understand the Bible when you read it. It may be that you're not a Christian. It could be that the soil of your heart has been changed since you become a Christian, and maybe it's hard now, so the seed of the Word doesn't grow in it, or maybe it's full of something now, and the seed of the Word gets choked out in it. Maybe it's just a matter of your heart. There are many answers that we could give to those questions, but I'd like to look at one of those answers this morning. It may be that your approach to the Word of God is entirely wrong. And thus I give the title of the message again, Logos or Rhema. Now those are Greek words. I'll write them on the board up here.
Logos is the one word. The other word, R-H-E-M-A, Rhema.
How many of you ever saw those words before? Maybe Logos, but what about Rhema? Let's see your hands. A few hands. Logos or Rhema? What is the difference between these words? If you take a Strong's Concordance and open it up to the word, Word, in the Strong's Concordance and start tracing it out in the New Testament, you'll find out that there's two basic words in the New Testament for the word, Word, that we have in our English Bible. When you're reading along, you just get the word translated in English like that. But if you look at it in the Greek, you'll find out that sometimes this word in our English Bible is this word in the Greek, and sometimes the word, Word, in our English Bible is Rhema in the Greek. Sometimes Logos, sometimes Rhema. But there's a big difference between the two of them. They're different words with different meanings. What does the word Logos mean? Well, when you study the Bible, I'm sure that you know the verses in John chapter 1. In the beginning was the Word, and the Word was with God, and the Word was God. That word, Word, there is Logos. It's speaking about the Word as a whole. We believe the Bible is the Word of God, or the Logos of God. That's something that we teach our children. We'll sit them down and tell them, children, the Bible is the Word of God. And when we are saying the Bible is the Word of God, we are saying, if we were to use the Greek, the Bible is the Logos of God. The Bible is the Word of God. When we're speaking about Logos, we're speaking about the written Word of God. This is the written Word of God. We have it here in front of us this morning. All Scripture is given by inspiration of God. It's the breathed out and written down Word of God that we have right here. But yet, many people read it, and it does not change their lives. When we're speaking about Rhema, the difference between Logos and Rhema is that Logos is the written Word, and Rhema is the spoken word. They're two different Greek words. Now, if you'll study it through the New Testament, sometimes it's you'll find the word being used as an individual speaking out a word. And it uses the word Rhema because it's the spoken word. But when you find it used in the context of God, then Rhema takes on a very important meaning to our lives. Logos will not change your life. Rhema will. You'll understand what I mean as we go along. So Logos is the written word, and Rhema is the spoken word. Logos is the Word of God as a whole, and Rhema is the Word of God given in part. Logos is the letter of the Word, 2 Corinthians 3. And Rhema is the Word given in spirit. Logos is the Scripture, or graphe, that's Greek. And Rhema is the Scripture spoken to my heart. Rhema is the Word made alive to my being. There's a lot of difference between Logos and Rhema. Rhema is God speaking to my heart through His Word, the Logos. And I'm going to be interchanging these words through the message, so you'll have to pay attention this morning and keep one thing in mind if you're going to follow me. Logos is the written Word, and Rhema is the spoken Word of God. Now God uses the Logos to give us Rhema. But many times we read the written word and it does not change our lives because it never becomes a Rhema to us. And there are many reasons why it doesn't become a Rhema. And those we're not going to speak about a lot unless the Lord directs. But Rhema is God speaking to my heart through His Word, the Logos. Rhema is God ministering to my individual needs by His Word. And this morning, if you don't have a relationship with God and His Word, where God is taking His written Word and ministering to the needs of your heart, you're not growing. You're not changing. I would venture to say that if you were to give your testimony about the Bible, you might say, I read the Bible, but it doesn't mean anything to me. I read the Bible, but I don't remember what I read 5 minutes after I got done reading it. That means you're only in the Logos. You haven't got over here to the Rhema yet. Now this morning, I'm not making light of the Logos or the written Word of God. The Bible is the Word of God. And all Scripture is given by inspiration of God. This book that we have here is the breathed out Word of God. As holy men of God were moved by the Holy Ghost, they wrote down the Logos, the written Word of God. So I'm not making light of the Word of God. Because you can't have a Rhema without it. And when I say Rhema, I'm not speaking about extra-biblical revelation. The Logos of the Word of God and the Rhema that God gives to you, they've got to go together. If you ever get any Rhemas that don't line up to the written Word, then there's something wrong. That's extra-biblical revelation. I don't care how deep you go in your Rhemas out of the Word of God, it'll always still, in its simplicity, say what the Bible says. I don't care how deep you go. You'll never get away from the simplicity of the written Word of God. No matter how deep you go in the things that God teaches you from the Word for your own heart, you'll never get away from the written Word of God and its simplicity. A Rhema is God taking His written Word and quickening it to my heart and making it alive. A Rhema is God taking His Word and saying to our hearts, this is my Word to you today. You know what I'm talking about. That morning, you had such a sweet time with the Lord. You opened up the Bible. You began to read the Word, and God spoke to your heart, and you took a nugget with you to work that day. You know that. You know that experience. That's a Rhema. You took a Rhema to work with you. That's what the Greek word Rhema means. It's God speaking His Word to our hearts. So the experience is not a new one. The term may be new to some of you, but the experience, I trust, is not. You all know the experience of reading the Bible. And maybe you're reading a chapter, or maybe you're reading 5 or 6 chapters. And all of a sudden, in the middle of your reading of those 5 or 6 chapters, one verse will just beam out to you. One verse will just be illuminated in your spirit. One verse will stand out to you far above all the rest of those verses. That's a Rhema. That's the Spirit of God saying, I've got a message for you, my child, today out of this verse right here. I want you to stop right here. I want you to think upon this verse. I want to teach you something. I want to change your life out of this verse. So that verse will stand out to you. And we all know that experience. If we are a child of God, we know that experience. That's a Rhema, the Greek word. We all know the experience of finding a verse in the Bible that changed our lives. I've heard people say before, God really ministered to me from Psalm 42 today, or Isaiah 53 today, or this chapter has been precious to me. I've been meditating upon it for weeks. I can't seem to get away from this one chapter of the Bible. God is giving you a rhema. He is taking the written Word of God and by the Spirit of God illuminating it to your heart and applying it to your heart and life. He's giving you a rhema. A rhema is the proclamation of Logos to my spirit by God's Spirit. When you have learned to receive a rhema from the Bible, your devotional life will become very meaningful. You won't have to do it anymore. When you learn to receive a rhema from the written Word of God, your devotional life will all of a sudden become very important to you. You will look forward to it. You can't wait till the next morning when you can again come to the Bible and read it and receive something for your own life. A rhema is very exciting. I mean, it tells you that God is paying attention to you. That you're not just reading the dead letter of the Word of God, but the God who wrote the Word is hovering over your heart and life and trying to teach you and minister to you about your specific daily needs. A rhema is very exciting. Sometimes people share it this way. Let me share with you what God gave me this morning. That's a rhema. God gave me something. God spoke to me this morning. I know God wrote the Word of God, and it's given by inspiration of God. But when God takes the written Word and He breathes it out and applies it to your life, then God spoke to me today. God put His love on me today. God put His attention on me today. God hovered over me this morning when I was alone with Him and having my devotion. He spoke to me. Let me share what God gave me this morning. Amen. And I'll tell you what. It makes for an exciting church life and an exciting brotherhood and sisterhood when everybody in the brotherhood and the sisterhood is receiving rhema from the Lord day by day, and everybody's excited to share with somebody else what God gave them today. Logos or rhema. So you understand what the title is all about. How is it? Is it Logos or rhema in your life? If it's rhema, pretty well everybody knows it already. If it's rhema, you're probably having an influence on other people's lives. If it's rhema, you're probably growing and other people know it. If it's logos, enough said. When you have learned to receive a rhema from the Word of God, from the Bible, your devotions will become life-changing devotions for you. You will not be the same. You will be changed when you sit there before the Word of God in the morning or the evening or whenever. You will be changed. When you have learned to receive a rhema from the Word of God, you have found the key to effective ministry. That's what ministry is all about. How many people do you know go around sharing the logos? No. You share the remas. When something in the Word of God is quickened to your heart and life, it's exciting to you, it changed your life, and the first thing you want to do is go share it with somebody else. But if all you have in your devotions is logos, you're not going to share that with anybody. Because it wasn't made alive to you. It was just dead letter. You read through the words. And if somebody asked you an hour after you got done with your devotion, what did you read in your devotion? What did God give you in devotions this morning? You won't even be able to remember what you read. Because it's just logos. It's not rhema yet. So I say, when you have learned to receive rhema from the Word of God, it becomes the key to an effective ministry in your life. Now, I'm not talking to the preachers now. I'm talking to the believers. Every man taught of God. An application to this, when you come to church looking for a rhema, you will go home different. Because many times God will use the preaching of the Word and make an application to our very lives, and we are not the same after we heard it. Some people come to church and they get the Logos, and other people come and they get a Rhema. And some of that has to do with those who are sharing it, but a lot of it has to do with whether we come looking for one or not. I remember so many times hearing people say, I cried to God this morning that He would meet my need, and I can't believe how He met my need this morning. They got a Rhema. They didn't just get the Logos. They got a Rhema. And it came into their heart, and their life was changed because of it. And we can all look back to sermons like that, that we sat and heard, that we've never been the same since we heard them. That was a Rhema. That was the Spirit of God taking the Logos of God and putting it into your heart and applying it to your life. And if I may say out of 2 Corinthians chapter 3 ahead of time, taking His finger and writing it on your heart, that's a Rhema. You start sharing the Rhemas that God has given you, others will be changed. Here's a nice simple way to make the difference between Rhema and Logos. Rhema is the God of the Word and the Word of God coming together in my heart. It's the God of the Word and the Word of God coming together in my heart. Well, what is it? Logos or Rhema? It's a good question, isn't it? It's a good challenging question. Whether or not the Word of God is being alive, made alive in our hearts day by day. Tozer made this statement, and it fits so well with this subject this morning. Tozer said, the Bible must be read in the spirit of which it was written to receive utmost benefit from it. The Bible must be read in the spirit in which it was written to receive the utmost benefit from it. All right, let's look at a few verses now. And I just picked these out. I went through the concordance and picked them out. And it's amazing when you start looking at the verses and you take a look at them in light of the difference between Logos and Rhema. First one. Matthew chapter 4, verse 4. If I were you, I'd just circle this. I'd circle the word in my Bible and write Rhema beside it. But hear these words. We've quoted them many times, but do we know what they mean? The devil is tempting our Lord Jesus. And our Lord Jesus is going to quote some scripture back to him. And he says, man shall not live by bread alone, but by every word that proceedeth out of the mouth of God. Now that word there is Rhema. Think about it. Man shall not live by bread alone, but by every Rhema that proceedeth out of the mouth of God. That's what we live by. Man lives by the Rhemas that God gives him. Look up here. Man lives by the Rhemas that God gives him. We can't live by bread alone. I mean, Job said, I desire thy word more than thy necessary food. How could he say that? Must have been more than this. Must have been this. I don't care if I eat. I want your word. Man shall not live by bread alone, but by every Rhema that proceedeth out of the mouth of God. And in this first verse that we're looking at, we see the clear definition of Rhema in the verse. It proceeds out of the mouth of God. It's God speaking it to your very heart. Here's another one. Romans chapter 10, verse 17. Faith cometh by hearing, and hearing by the Word of God. Maybe you're here today and you say, I've lacked faith in my life and I sat down and read the Bible and I didn't get any more faith from it. Well, you just sat down with the Logos. That's not what the verse says. The verse says, faith is quickened by hearing. And hearing is quickened by the Rhema of God.
A lot of difference, isn't it?
You may sit and read for 2 hours the Bible and not get a thing out of it and have no more faith at all. But I guarantee you, if you sit down and you read the Bible and it becomes a rhema to your life, faith will be quickened inside your heart. Faith comes by hearing, and hearing by the rhema of God. And when we get remas from God day by day, His Word is alive and faith is quickened in us and we believe God for things that we never would before. But it comes by the rhema of God. Not just reading the Bible. Isn't that interesting? Here's another one. John chapter 15, verse 7. And I know you've thought these things that I'm sharing, because I've thought them. John 15, 7. If ye abide in me, and my words abide in you, ye shall ask what ye will, and it shall be done unto you. When I was a young Christian, I used to read that verse, and I'd tell the Lord, Lord, I'm reading the Bible 2 hours every day. How come you don't answer when I ask you for something? Well, now let's look at the verse again. If ye abide in me, and my remas abide in you, you can ask what you will, and it shall be done unto you. You see the difference? The rhema is the Word of God being quickened by the Spirit of God inside of our hearts. And when God's rhemas abide in us and our hearts are filled with the rhemas of God, we'll just be asking according to His will and He'll give us the desires of our heart. Here's another one, John 8:47. He that is of God heareth God's words. Ye therefore hear them not, because ye are not of God. He that is of God heareth God's remas. My sheep know my voice and they follow me, Jesus said. There's got to be an answer to the fact that America has more Bibles in it than any other country, than all the other countries of the world put together, but yet we are falling faster and faster and faster into wickedness. Some of it has got to be that we've got this wrong idea about the Bible. Well, I've got a Bible. Well, good. Well, I read my Bible every day. Good, and if you read your Bible every day and you're not finding any of this in there, I'm not telling you to stop reading it, but I'm wanting to get your sights a little higher and get you to realize that there's more in the Bible than just to read it. But it can be made alive and quickened in your very heart and life. He that is of God heareth God's remas. When God speaks by His Word, they hear. And their lives are changed by it. Here's another one in Ephesians chapter 5. Verse 26 and 27. Oh, this one will get close to home. Ephesians chapter 5, verse 26 and 27. Let's read verse 25 so we have the context. Husbands, love your wives, even as Christ also loved the church and gave Himself for it. Why? That He might sanctify and cleanse it with the washing of water by the rhema. Why? That He might present it to Himself a glorious church, not having spot or wrinkle or any such thing, but that it should be holy and without blemish. So here, we have again the word rhema. God sanctifies and cleanses the church through the remas. You are not sanctified just because you read your Bible. If all you're doing is reading the dead letter of the Word of God, it is not changing your life. You are not going to be different. You can read it every day for the next 10 years, and it will not have very much effect upon you. But if you'll get your sights raised higher, and say, I want rhema. And God, why don't I have rhema?
then God will begin to change your life.
Now I got to thinking about it.
And I thought about us husbands. We like to take the Logos and give it to our wives, don't we?
Here, let me tell you what the Bible says about this.
That's Logos. But if instead you get up early in the morning and you get alone with your God and God gives you a rhema from the Word of God and you sit your wife down and say, let me share with you what God gave me this morning. That's how you cleanse your life.
You don't sit her down and say, all right, now let's see. Here's what the Bible says you need to do.
That's just Logos. No, Rhema. Rhema is alive. Rhema is quickened by the Spirit of God. Rhema has been applied to my own life. Then I go and share it with my wife, and it becomes a quickening to her, and a blessing to her, and it becomes a washing to her, and a sanctification to her.
God did not give us the Logos to set our wives straight. Brothers, He did not give us the Logos for that. He gave us the Logos that He might, by His Spirit, make it alive in our own hearts to change our lives. Then, go share it with your wife and wash her by the Word of God so that you can present her glorious unto the Lord someday. Here's another one, very interesting. Ephesians chapter 6 and verse 17. And take the helmet of salvation and the sword of the Spirit, which is the Rhema of God. Take the helmet of salvation and the sword of the Spirit, which is the Rhema of God. Not the Logos, but the Rhema. Sometimes we wonder, why don't we understand a lot about spiritual warfare? How come I can't fight the battles? How come I don't even know what the battle is? How many Rhemas do you have in your life? A Rhema is the Word that's been quickened to our own heart and life. And our hearts should be filled with Rhemas. And those Rhemas that are inside of us, when we get in the midst of spiritual battle, they become the sword of the Spirit. And they can be used to drive back the enemy. That's the sword of the Spirit. Hebrews chapter 6. We have one more I'd like to look at. Let's read verse 4 and 5 so we get the context here a little bit. For it is impossible for those who were once enlightened and have tasted of the heavenly gift and were made partakers of the Holy Ghost and have tasted the good Rhema of God and the powers of the world to come, if they shall fall away, to renew them again unto repentance. So here we see that tasting the good Word of God is more than just reading the Bible. Tasting the good Word of God is tasting the Word of God as it's been made alive by the Spirit of God to my own heart and life. When David said, oh, how love I thy law. It is thy meditation all the day long. And when David said, sweeter also than the honey and the honeycomb, he was not just talking about the Logos. He was talking about the Word of God being made Rhema to his heart and life. And when the Word of God is made alive in our hearts and life, then we start saying, I know what you're talking about. Sweeter also than honey and the honeycomb. Honey out of the rock, the sweet Word of God, the life-changing Word of God. All of a sudden, the Bible takes on a new meaning to us when we understand the difference between Logos and Rhema. A new meaning. Turn to 2 Corinthians chapter 3. Now here we don't have the word Rhema, but we clearly see the principle that we're speaking about. And I know that we've said it before, but may this lesson this morning just be a reaffirming in our own hearts and lives. There's only one way we're going to be changed, brothers and sisters. There's only one way. In 2 Corinthians chapter 3, We'll read verse 6 first of all. Who also made us able ministers of the New Testament. Notice now, New Testament. Not of the letter, Logos, but of the Spirit, Logos into a rhema. So Paul is saying, our sufficiency is of God, who also made us able ministers of the New Testament, not of the letter, but of the Spirit. For the letter killeth, but the Spirit giveth life. There we see it so clearly. The difference between the Logos and the Rhema is the Spirit of God. The Spirit of God taking the Word of God and applying it to our heart and life. It becomes Rhema to us. And Paul said that we give thanks unto God. He's made us ministers. We're not just ministers of the Bible. We're ministers of the Spirit. When we get up and teach and preach, people don't just learn more up here about the Bible, but their lives are changed because the Spirit of God takes the Word of God, which is the letter, and quickens it and makes it alive, and it changes our lives. Down to verse 17 and 18 in the same chapter. Now the Lord is that Spirit, and where the Spirit of the Lord is, there is liberty. Or the power to do God's will. Where the Spirit of the Lord is, there's liberty to do God's will. But we all, with open face, beholding as in a glass the glory of the Lord, are changed into the same image from glory to glory, even as by the Spirit of the Lord. Now there is Rhema. That chapter speaks about Rhema. We, with open face, like we're looking into a glass, we behold the glory of the Lord. Now that theologian who memorized the New Testament, he does not behold the glory of the Lord. He might know these words, and he might read these words, but he does not behold the glory of the Lord. Where the Spirit of the Lord is, you behold the glory of the Lord. When the Spirit of the Lord settles down over your devotional life, you open up the Bible and behold the glory of the Lord. And the Word will be made alive to your heart and life, and you'll be changed into the same image by the Spirit of God. Well, I don't know where everyone is here this morning. It may be that you're not a Christian, and the Bible doesn't mean a thing to you. It may be this morning that the old heart, the soil, has been allowed to get hard or to be filled up with something else, and the Bible doesn't do anything to you. Maybe you're that way. And then again, it may be that you just sincerely read the Bible because you know you're supposed to read the Bible, and you've never come to the Bible to get a rhema from the Lord. It requires a certain attitude to get a rhema from God. You have to want one to get one. You can't just flippantly sit down and say, okay, it's time to put my time in. I want to read my Bible, my 15 minutes, I want to put my time in. Let's see, where will I read today? Well, I like the Psalms. I guess I'll read there today. And you start reading in the Psalms. You'll never get a rhema that way. A rhema. You have to go get it. Your heart has to say, God, I need something today. I need wisdom. I need understanding. Speak to me today. I'm going to read your Word. Make it alive to me. Quicken my heart. Teach me something that I need for my life. Give me something that I can share with somebody else. You come to the Bible that way, and you'll start getting nuggets out of the same book. There's a difference between that attitude and, well, what am I going to read today? Let's see. I haven't read in Corinthians for a while. I think I'll read there. No. Yeah, every now and then you might get a little blessing that way. But once you find out what a rhema is, you go after one every day. You want one every day. You'll be hungry that God will make His Word alive to you every day. How do you get a rhema? Number one, you need to get thoroughly right with God. Oh, this is a broken record. Well, it might be a broken record, but that's the only way I know that you're going to get a rhema. Number one, you need to get thoroughly right with God. Number two, you need to come to the Word of God searching for hid treasure. Number three, you need to open your heart to God that He may speak to you when you read His Word. See, there's that expectant heart that says, okay, Father, You're God and I'm a man. You're in heaven and I'm on the earth. This is Your Word. I need something. I need my life changed. I don't want to be the same. I want to grow. Give me something from Your Word. Make it alive to me. Put Your finger on a need in my life. Show me something that I can do or not do. Or show me some exciting, thrilling truth in the Word of God that will bless my soul today, that I can share it with somebody else. That's rhema. When God answers those kind of prayers, you will be getting rhemas out of the Word of God, day by day. You've heard people say, the Bible is alive to me. I got right with God. There was revival meetings and I responded to the invitation and I got right with God and the Bible's a new book to me. Logos to rhema. One trip to the altar. The Bible is fresh. I used to just go through my devotions because I had to, but now I read the Bible because I want to. The Bible is fresh. The Bible is alive. Somebody got thoroughly right with God. And somebody started coming to the Bible like a beggar. Amen? Blessed are the poor in spirit. Blessed are they that hunger and thirst after righteousness. Somebody got thoroughly right with God. And they came to the Word of God and to the God of the Word like a beggar. And all of a sudden, the Bible is a new book. It's exciting. I like to read it. I can't wait till I can read it again. I want to share it with somebody else. You find somebody like that who continues in that kind of an attitude, and I'll show you somebody that will be an effective minister of the gospel in whatever sphere they're in. Amen. Let's turn back to Proverbs. In closing, this is a long close, but it's in closing. Proverbs chapter 2. And what I'd like for us to do while we read these verses, let's read them as if it were a rhema from God to us this morning. Let's not just read the Bible. Let's read it as if the God of heaven just opened up the heavens and spoke these very words to our heart this morning while we were sitting here. My son, if thou wilt receive my words and hide my commandments with thee, so that thou incline thine ear unto wisdom and apply thine heart to understanding. Yea, if thou criest after knowledge and liftest up thy voice for understanding. Yea, if thou seekest her as silver and searchest for her as for hid treasure, then shalt thou understand the fear of the Lord and find the knowledge of God. For the Lord giveth wisdom. Out of His mouth cometh knowledge and understanding. He layeth up sound wisdom for the righteous. He is a buckler to them that walk uprightly. He keepeth the paths of judgment and preserveth the way of His saints. Through His Word, through Rhema, He preserves our way. Then shalt thou understand righteousness and judgment and equity, yea, every good path. When wisdom entereth into thine heart and knowledge is pleasant unto thy soul, discretion shall preserve thee, understanding shall keep thee. My son, my daughter, Turn you at my reproof. Behold, I will pour out my Spirit unto you. Behold, I will make my words known unto you, God says. My son, my daughter, turn you at my reproof. Behold, I'll pour out my Spirit on you and I'll make known my words unto you. I will make known my words unto you. And you'll be changed. All right? Proverbs chapter 4. And I believe these verses we're reading in Proverbs is speaking about this very thing that we're talking about. Remus. Chapter 4, verse 5. Get wisdom. Get understanding. Forget it not, neither decline from the words of my mouth. Forsake her not, and she shall preserve thee. Love her, and she shall keep thee. Wisdom is the principal thing. Therefore, get wisdom. And with all thy getting, get understanding. Exalt her, and she shall promote thee. She shall bring thee to honor when thou dost embrace her. She shall give to thine head an ornament of grace. A crown of glory shall she deliver thee. Hear, O my son, and receive my saying, and the years of thy life shall be many. I have taught thee in the way of wisdom. I have led thee in right paths. When thou goest, thy steps shall not be straitened. And when thou runnest, thou shalt not stumble. Hear God speaking to us. Take fast hold of instruction. Let her not go. Keep her. She is thy life. These are words of exhortation from God to us. And as we read these verses, it's as if God, and I know God is doing it, if we'll let Him this morning, it's God pleading with our very hearts to lift the standard up in our own minds and move from this realm to this realm in our devotional lives. That is what God is saying. God is saying, my son, my daughter, hear my words. They're life to you. They'll give you strength. They'll be an ornament of grace to you. They'll preserve you. They'll lead you. They'll keep you from evil. It'll make you prosperous. You'll be blessed. Just hear my words. That's what God is saying. And God is saying it to us this morning. Get out of this area and get into this one in your devotional life. Logos or Rhema. God is calling every one of us to Rhema. And may I say this? Not Rhema once a week. Rhema all the time. His Word is alive. You know the verses there in the Old Testament. And maybe you wondered too about those. It says, thou shalt meditate in the Word of God day and night, and everything you do will prosper. And maybe you started on a memorization program, and you memorized a bunch of the Bible, and you tried to think about it some through the day, and you said, how come everything's not prospering? That's not what it means. You're still over here. God wants us to take His Word and hide it in our hearts. Yes, I'm not against memorization. I'm for it. We need to memorize the Word of God. We need to hide it in our hearts. But we need to do more than that. That's not far enough. God wants us to take the Word and hide it in our hearts. And He wants us to get in that place where the Word of God can be made alive to us day by day. And then as you're going through life, as you're driving down the road, as you're sitting in your house, as you sit at your desk, while you're out in your yard working, whatever you're doing at your workbench, you're meditating upon the Word. And if you're clear before God and you're seeking for Remas, God will give you Rhema after Rhema after Rhema after Rhema. And your way will be made prosperous. And God will bless what you do. And He will lead you in right paths. And there'll be a blessing upon your life. And there'll be a blessing upon the lives of those that are around you. God will do that. It's a promise in the Word of God. Whenever we come to a promise, and we try to do it and find that it doesn't work, we can't say there's something wrong with God. We need to say, maybe I'm not looking at it right. Yes. So this morning, God is calling us. God is calling us beyond the Logos to the Rhema.
And may I say it just to clarify, because I don't believe in extra biblical revelation. I believe you can get ruined. You can be led astray by that. But God, a rhema is when God takes the written Word of God and He makes it alive to our own hearts and lives. That's what God is calling us to. And from there, you shall have changed lives. And from there, 1 year will go by and you'll say, I have grown this year. I am not the same person. I'm growing. I'm growing very fast. God wants us to grow fast. Logos or Rhema. Let's kneel together for prayer. Father, we come to You in the name of Jesus this morning. And Lord, we just thank You. We thank You for Your Word. We thank You, Father, for Your Spirit. We thank You that You've not left us comfortless, but You sent us the Spirit of God who will teach us all things and guide us into all truth. You promised it, Lord. This morning, we are committing ourselves into Your hands, Father, this morning, that we are going to move out of the area of the Logos, of the letter of the Word, and into the Word of God that is spoken to our very hearts and lives. God, this morning we confess to You this is our heart. This is what we want, Lord. I pray, Father, that You lift the standard up and lift us up to the standard by the quickening power of Your Spirit, Lord, that we be a people, every man, every woman, taught of God. That we be a people who need not that any man teach us, but the very anointing that is within us will teach us all things. Lord, we acknowledge it before You this morning. This is the Word of God. This is the standard of the Christian life. And God, we want it. Lord, I just pray that this morning You'll make us hungry. I pray You'll make us thirsty. I pray, O Father, that You'll change the devotional lives of every one of us in this room. And Lord, I pray, don't let anyone stop until they know what Rhema is. Not once a month, but every day. Quickening, livening, sweet honey out of the rock. Father, this is our heart. This is our prayer. We just commit the message into Your hands. I pray, Lord, let Your Spirit do its work, Father, that this message is more than just Logos, but it's Rhema, Lord, that it changes our lives, Lord. This is my cry to You this morning. Father, we pray Thy blessing upon the remainder of the service, Lord. We ask it in the name of Thy Son, the Lord Jesus, with thanksgiving. Amen.
Thank you for listening to this message. We trust that it has been a blessing to you. If you would like additional sermons or a catalog, please visit our website at effortofministries.org. Call us toll-free at 855-557-7902 or write to us at Effort of Ministries, 400 West Main Street, Suite 1, Effort of Pennsylvania, 17522. You are welcome to copy this message for free distribution. This ministry is supported by your donations. May the Lord Jesus bless you.